Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do you ever read the side effects on the medicines?
I'm a walking, talking side effect
okay,
of the medicines.
Enough.
Yeah. No, I look at them occasionally. Why? What are you getting at?
My father always, like he, when we were kids, he'd read them to us.
What a
prior to giving us the medicine.
He's a monster. Am I an ultimate pitiful loser if I go to a concert by myself?
Whoa. God. No.
Because the tickets are too expensive.
It's not
buying a pair.
I went to the World Series with a stranger.
This is true, but that's
right?
That's
a listener. He was great.
It's a sporting event. I think it's a little different than a concert. I don't know.
You've got nothing to live for except for your kids and the Beatles. Once in a while, like every third week.
Okay.
All of my cable boxes.
Yes.
They all turn on to Fox News.
You're kidding. That can't be true.
And I thought I was the crazy one. This is before I even, you know, was educated at a high level. And I feel fortunate to do so as far as politics is concerned. I'm
okay,
still learning
Santana, it. You're making this up.
I'm learning this every
Oscar.
Day.
Oscar.
Bill.
I know what you're doing. You're lying.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. And now, here's Rob.
Está bien?
I want to apologize to the audience at home.
Why?
Old Fantana's. Man, let me tell you. The sick days that I hadn't taken in the past 13 years are all stacking up.
Yeah, it's use it or lose it. Let me read this and then we'll begin,
please.
Shall we? Pony, are you recording?
We are recording.
In three. No, I'm kidding, of course.
No,
live
like,
from the Podville Media Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Now in our second decade, hoo-ha, the Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. So if you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and leave the driving to us. And for our longtime friends, thank you for spreading the word every day about TMOS in Omaha Beach, Normandy, France, Elwood City, Pennsylvania, Henderson, Tennessee, Lubbock, Texas, Yuma, Arizona, Pisa, Italy. TMOS is on the air and everywhere, so let's get started. And one quick note I want to say before I forgot.
Yes.
A good friend of mine, John Hartnett.
Ham?
No, John Hartnett texted me last night and said, "Your talk about carts was the most fascinating discussion I've ever heard." And all I replied was, "You need help."
I was riveted.
Well, anyway,
if you're,
hi, John.
If you're a
thank
radiophile,
you for supporting. Yeah, it is. I guess
was,
if you're a radiophile.
That was definitely riveted.
Yeah, it was good stuff. Anyway, so you are not here. I'm here.
You're there.
And you're there.
Do I sound low or is it just me? Is it a weak voice?
I think you're coming in good here. Pony, it sounds good to you, yes?
Yes, and he looks good on the recording. I think you are just fine,
great,
sir.
Great.
Okay. So why are you there and not here?
I'm here and not there. Guess who?
No, that's yesterday's show. We're not gonna do a full 2 day callback.
You can probably tell from this camera, it feels like my eyes are even glassy, right? It might be the Robitussin to the rescue.
No, I noticed that you had glassy eyes. I've seen a picture of you as a boy, and you have
a small
sort of,
child.
Yeah, sort of like a wide-eyed innocence to you. You have that back today.
Yes. It's not the showbiz, it's my immune system.
He's got the saucer eyes.
Well, you know the protocol now. We tell anybody if they wake up and they're supposed to go into the office and they don't feel that great,
right,
which is a slippery slope, especially for the pony boys of the world.
Yeah.
That you just stay home. Don't be a hero unless you have to go into work.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I got a call from you today. And normally, if you call me prior to 9 a.m., I'm going to get my ass handed to me. But you were just being courtesy. You were just
ever since
courtesy.
Livergate, I've been great.
You have been. But
right?
But we have a long history. And also, I think you need to turn your input to about 12 or 12:30.
Like I'm the monster.
No, you're not the monster.
I'm the jerk.
No, you're
my
fine.
My ass handed to me. I heard that.
But it was a, hey, I'm gonna be from home today, get into work. And I said, okay, and everything's fine. And then, but even when you're operating at home, you still manage to be 15 minutes late.
I was 15 minutes. He's not lying.
Mike would kill you. You know that.
It would have killed me. Yeah. Well, this is what I think at least is fascinating for me. And for those of you that can work from home and have worked from home, you know this.
Yes.
That there is no excuse to not be productive from the work from home world.
No, not anymore.
No. And I kid you not, around 1 p.m., I'm looking around my little living room, and I said, well, that's strange. The Comrex case is in here from Boston.
Oh, no, because you took one up to... Oh, no.
Yeah. So at that point, I look at my wife, who's also under the weather, and I say, we got to pick something up from old Dan O'Brien, a logistics manager. That's his title now? Yeah, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, what he has to do is very impressive. And I actually don't dog it, but there's a lot of moving parts. So my wife calls the logistics manager, Dan O'Brien, Dan the fan man.
Does he pick up on the second ring?
He barely picks up. You actually have to call him on the work line and say, I texted you. That's one communication tool that he does not like his own cell phone. He'll answer the work cell phone, but his regular cell phone, he does not like answering that.
Yeah, and people should know that this is a modern age. We don't have like a real trunk line, like a hard line here for Podcast Village. If you call Podcast Village, you're going to get Dan's second cell phone.
But you get the front desk phone. You get the front desk phone.
But invariably, it falls into Dan's lap.
Correct. So, but he took care of everything. I got the communications tool and the Comrex remote broadcast kit.
Yes.
My wife rolled in right before the show and said, we have a teledoc at 3 o'clock. And I said, the show starts at 3 o'clock. Why would you book it for them? She goes, that's all they had. So what am I going to do?
What happens.
Am I mad about it?
Did you ask for an MRI?
No. And you're wondering, Oscar, what happened to your connection to your family?
You have many doctors in your family.
Many doctors.
Yeah.
And my go-to, my brother's not going to answer because he's in heavy surgery, right?
Well, more like fat guys?
No. Not weight surgery.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to ask him, give him my card.
Well, he's actually putting people to sleep and making sure they come back from the depths of darkness.
Yeah, he's an anesthesiologist. Does he ever mention that the getting rid of them and bringing them back, which is the harder of the two processes?
You know, look, that would be a great question. We should have him on the program.
I'd love that.
There's a lot of math. Yeah. A lot of a Common Core. That's all I know. So I said...
8 times 8 is 64. Good night.
I said to my my wife. We have to use our medical insurance. And I'm proud to say that Podville Media for a startup has great medical insurance.
That's awesome. That's great.
So it worked out. Talked to them at 3. This is what's always great, where they go through all your medical ailments.
Was this your first time seeing this teledoctor?
Yes.
Oh, so that's the absolute worst when you have to give them like... What happens is right now you're at the beginning of season 4 of Stranger Things,
yeah.
But you have to tell them seasons 1, 2, and 3 and what happened to Will Byers, and that's going to take most of your appointment.
Yeah, it's also embarrassing when you're like, yeah, and that's for low libido, right? And I haven't refilled that in years, my poor wife. So you get into that.
When they mention that, you always say, as needed.
As needed. Haven't used it in 2 years, but okay. And my wife and Shannon says, let's revisit that. I said, not now. We need to figure out what we can do for these sinuses.
Did you mention that you got from the pharmacy of Rob some Ambien?
No. Don't mention that.
Good.
That connection, that hookup is gone. So in fairness to the team here, if you're streaming this and you're wondering what happened to the show at 3.
Right.
Well, I happened.
Yeah, Oscar happened.
Like, I always seem to figure out a way to conflict, and I feel for you, and I feel because you guys are professionals, and I expect to be a professional. And my apologies all around.
I get here at 9 a.m. and I begin to wait. I don't do anything. I sit right here and I wait for 6 hours. And then he says 15 more minutes. And I'm like, oh.
15 more.
15 more. No, it's fine. I mean, there's stuff to be done always.
Oh, there's a lot to be done.
So I'm glad that, you know, we're able to work it
out. I'm alive and I'm here. I just.
What did the teledoc tell you?
Well, this is what's wild.
And did Shannon talk to the same teledoc?
Yeah, because we had 12:45 and 3 o'clock. Guess whose was at 3 o'clock?
Why would that makes zero sense?
They got to bill us. That's how they bill you.
That's horrible, man.
Right?
Yeah, I guess.
So, I I said, look, anything, like we will go to Giant or Safeway
yeah.
and pick it up. Whatever you got, the strongest, I need
something
to
powerful.
Be able to breathe.
Right.
Yes. And
because you're mostly, it's mostly congestion. You have no fever, right?
I have a fever.
Oh, you do have a fever.
Yeah.
What was
yeah.
your number?
For some cowbell.
What's
99.
Your number? 99?
99.1.
It was sort of
WHFS.
Sort of a progressive fever.
WH, it's alternative fever.
Oh, that's what it was.
And but then it went to 97.1. I got one of these little guys. Remember when the pandemic broke out? This is a good camera day.
Yeah.
From our friends at CVS or
toy?
The Red Cross.
Yeah.
No, it's not a marital aid.
Oh,
it's a thermometer. It
no, it's
look
a
like
lightsaber,
yeah,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Yeah.
This was your father's.
You throw that
right?
on you, and you're all
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
But this is typical for our team here. Where I mentioned to the guys, I'm like, hey, this is what's going on. I got to tell a doc I've made it all about myself once again.
Yeah.
Hi, Mike, by the way. I can't wait to have you back on Monday.
I'm sure he's going to be in a great... Today is his last day at the happiest place on earth,
yes,
I believe.
Rainy day.
Yep.
Sunny day, but raining in the morning, if I'm not mistaken.
True.
Long story short.
Yes.
I tell Matt what's going on. I was like, these are my symptoms. And he's like, I think I have the same thing. Laying the groundwork.
Is he one of those guys? I've had
what?
That. Yeah.
You are laying the groundwork guy. Like, you didn't even mention within the text thread, like, any symptoms. Like, oh, I'm kind of tired. Like, I'm feeling like, ma, ma, ma. As soon as that lady goes, I think I have the same thing, which says to me that tomorrow it's going to be the Oscar and Rob show, or Rob
yeah.
and Oscar show.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I remember 2 months ago he texted me. He says, I think my liver's broken, too.
So I appreciate your patience.
That's a okay.
Thank you.
That's fine.
I would like to take a quick moment, if you don't mind. I feel like I'm hijacking the show.
All you, our, baby.
Tony Lamb.
Yes.
If you're
the sweetest message.
If you are a listener of the show, are you involved in any capacity whatsoever? You know Tony Lamb,
mm-hmm.
and Tony Lamb had an unfortunate. Passing of his father this past week, and you know there are times where I believe, if I'm not mistaken, within his post he said that we all reached out to him personally, which I'm proud of, because that was not coordinated. That was that's how we feel about our little family here.
I did but not reach out. I only heard about the passing with this most recent message.
Got it.
I feel bad, Tony.
Rob Mobbers.
There he is.
True colors.
Yep,
true colors.
Exactly.
Matt, did you reach out?
I avoid Facebook most
okay,
of the time.
Disregard. All right. So I'm sure Mike wrote him a nice message.
Yeah,
and
Matt, how are
nice,
you feeling?
Yeah, I feel like I was hit by a bus.
Good.
Okay. Fair enough. Moving on.
Bus named Oscar.
Tony.
And Rob.
We love you, man.
Very much.
Your father seemed like a fantastic gentleman, and it's a sign of the times, right? This Mike always says this, that it'll never be the same, but it will get better.
Yes, it's true.
And the post just moved me. And it had nothing to do with Robitussin. It was just the sweetest post we've seen in some time. Usually I look at the hate because
yeah.
that's what we do during the show.
Well, that tends to rise to the top, doesn't it?
But yeah, big hug, un abrazo to Tony and the entire TMOS family.
Yeah, amen, brother. He is a good guy. And when they say it really does... put sort of a nice bow on the nonsense that we do when they say, hey, those are the guys that made me laugh, or they helped me through a rotten day. It means the world to us. So thank you. It's about the nicest thing that can be said.
Yeah.
Especially when you're in a situation like that, Tony, we just send our love and hope
yeah.
that you're doing okay. So
I didn't want to, I figured we needed to discuss it and say that our prayers are with you and
yeah.
your family.
Yeah. So you didn't get any high octane medicine from the teledoctor?
No, it was a lot of like, hey, go get the Robitussin, and I held up the Robitussin
that you
and
already
I,
had.
Yeah,
hey, what flavor
yeah.
is that?
This is maximum strength nighttime cough DM, which
yeah, but the flavor is berry.
Yeah, I don't really look at the flavor when I pick up stuff.
Well, I see. I mean, it's a new packaging because
it's always
normal,
food with you.
Well, no, but I mean that's new packaging. It either tastes like a well. There's of course these. Here, show your colors, Rob. I know that NyQuil tastes like Sambuca, and I know that is, of course, from a previous life.
Oh,
and I know
God.
That there are certain Robitussins that taste like Kirschwasser, which is a cherry liqueur. But that is berry flavor. It must be less than unpleasant if they've actually changed the flavor.
Oh, it's unpleasant.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, none of them are ever pleasant. I never connected. You're right. It is a stretch to say Zambuca.
Well, no, it's what it is. It's anise flavored, which is licorice.
Yeah.
Anisette or anise. But yeah, I've never minded. But then I'm a black licorice guy. You're probably not a black licorice guy.
No. Yeah. I just, whatever's there, I take. I found some Menti Sun. For those of you,
that's old school.
This guy, right? What do you know about this guy?
Who's applying it to your chest?
My wife, not my mom.
Okay.
It's just might have
been the first time I ever listened to you. You were talking about that, and I nearly drove off I-270 because you said that, and you said that you live with your roommates. Your parents. this was some time ago, Pony.
Yeah, for those of you that didn't catch that. And I'll be as respectful as possible.
Please.
It was roughly 15 years ago.
Yes.
Not 15. Maybe 10.
I think it's probably closer to 15.
As a Latino, it's like the mob. You never get out. And they want to keep you in the house.
They
or
keep pulling me back in.
Within the perimeter of the home.
Right.
So when I moved back from Phoenix and we were on WJFK, I was saving up to hypothetically buy a house, right? Who knows?
A thin little house.
all my dreams have come true. So my mom, well, I would say on the air, my dad were my roommates. But
it's so great.
On the air, the guys always knew that it was my parents because they were very clear about that.
Yeah.
But if you were just casually talking about, but man, these roommates are really invested in Oscar.
Yeah, they really care.
They're all really close.
Mm-hmm.
And a common remedy for congestion or a sore throat is, and this is old school, you grab a piece of the Washington Post, you rub a bunch of Vicks Vapor Rub, or in this case, Menti Sun, on the patient's
chest. Now, is Menti Sun from your homeland?
La Paz, Bolivia.
Okay, so that's
a fresh can here.
Wow.
Imported from the Andes Mountains. and
are they a client? I mean, that was a great read.
But thank you. I appreciate that. I'm a believer.
Yes, of course.
So my mom lathers me up on my chest. And I'm 31 at this point, so this is somewhat awkward, but I'm a little hazy and I'm not feeling
you just want to feel better. That's
just want to feel better,
right?
And she has the style section from the Washington Post in one hand and the Menti Sun in the other, and she's rubbing my chest underneath my shirt.
So you're not shirtless?
No.
Good.
I think that would have been too
way
much.
way over the line.
And and so the move is to put the Vicks Vapor Rub on your chest,
right?
And then you use the newspaper to divide your shirt and chest.
So it doesn't stick.
So you don't stain your shirt.
And besides, Pony, democracy dies in darkness.
That's
there's
correct.
So many uses for the Washington Post.
But
then you also crinkle when you walk.
Correct. But you lay there, right? You've got the style section. You don't read it. You just lay there, and it's keeps your clothes clean.
Now, did y'all do like a silly putty thing? Like when you pulled it off, did your chest say like Bob Levy's Washington or anything?
I'm sure it did.
Art Buckwald.
Never really thought twice about it.
Yeah, it probably did.
But at that time, my mom is rubbing, I'm 31 and she's roughly 55.
Yes.
And she's rubbing my chest it's funny because she says, oh, like you haven't waxed lately. Like because I had... Because
oh, no.
I had a hairy chest.
Oh, no.
So, there's that.
Yeah.
And now I'm embarrassed that I even brought that up.
No, actually, I'm the one who brought it up. Well, you brought it up by bringing out the Menti Sun from that you got that. It's like some sort of crate. Like the I miss my home in Bolivia crate.
My dad brought home 10 little cans, and I grabbed one from...
100% that would be flagged in security if you brought in 10 cans of medicine.
Yeah, well, he's got a diplomatic visa, you know?
Yeah.
All through.
Yeah, okay. Now, that is sort of a homegrown remedy of sorts, especially with the newspaper. Did you have any other peculiar homegrown remedies? I had a couple growing up that I always sort of questioned.
Oh, I'm sure they'll come to me. This is stream of consciousness right now. The Robitussin's kicking in.
Sure, sure. My grandmother had Actually, I should say Big Daddy's best friend was a pharmacist and owned a pharmacy. So she got a prescription filled for Coca-Cola syrup, not Coke, but the syrup from the soda fountain.
Yeah.
So before you add the bubbly water. So it's amazingly sweet and very thick. And that was her prescription for an upset stomach, would be like a big tablespoon of Coke syrup. And I always thought, I'm not sure that's the best thing.
My parents would give us Singani, which is some sort of liquor, when we had colds when we were kids, like a small shot of it.
Yes.
not in a shot glass, but it'd be like a little sip.
Right, right. Like a tablespoon.
Yeah, and that's probably like you're putting Jack Daniels on your kid's gums so they can just go to bed, right?
Yeah, well, that was...
I don't know if people still do that.
That's for
is that
teething.
Allowed?
I don't think it's encouraged anymore, but we saw that for teething.
We were doing that in high school.
Rum, you know, when the teeth pop through. The other thing you just reminded me of is my aunt and uncle lived for a while in Marietta, Georgia, which is a suburb of Atlanta, and they had neighbors who were... They were not from there, but the neighbors were native there, and they had a passel of kids. And it's hard sometimes to get the kids to all go to sleep. And on certain nights, Dad would make peachy keens. And they peachy keens.
I don't know what peachy keens are.
I think peachy keens.
A
might,
Shirley Temple?
Not at all like a Shirley Temple, because they were made for the kids, and I think they probably had like milk and ice cream and some peaches, and then the magic ingredient, which was schnapps. And so the kids would drink the Peachy King thinking they were having like a smoothie, but they'd get so tired, Oscar. Yeah. So I don't think it's really appropriate to liquor your kids up anymore.
Do you put Vicks VapoRub in your nose?
We've never been a VapoRub family.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's strange. I feel like everybody uses it. I don't think everybody uses the newspaper. And
No.
Designer Imposter VapoRub from Bolivia. But
Designer Imposter. We use Chloraseptic. Which was, you know, a throat spray.
Yeah.
And also, what was it like? We got inhalers and stuff like that.
We had, what is that? Is it hydrochloric acid? Brown stuff?
Jesus.
Don't think it's, depends on what you're using it for.
The disinfectant.
Oh, like Lysol?
No, it's in a clear bottle.
Boric acid?
Iodine?
Yeah, iodine.
Okay.
Iodine.
It's not hydrochloric acid.
No, I'm sorry.
What is that, a nitroglycerin pony?
No, my dad or mom would put that on a big Q-tip, and then when our throat was sore, he would put it on our tonsil.
Okay.
Oh, but the taste. Ugh.
They weren't really concerned. They just wanted to get this over with and move on.
Do you remember having it done to you?
All the time.
Wow, did it sting?
Yes.
Yeah, because there used to be two topical medicines. One was called Mercurochrome. And the other was called Merthiolate.
And both sound toxic.
Oh, they were horrible. And I can still to this day smell what Merthiolate smells like, because Big Daddy, my grandfather, would put it on anything.
Mm-hmm.
One time, his wife actually hid from him in the house because she cut herself and he went to go get it. And she came back. He said, I'm not having you put that stuff on me. She called him Stalkup. That was William Stalkup. Stalkup, you're not going to put that on me. That stuff stings. But he would take it, and it was so ancient. It was like a glass bottle that looked like it was from It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
And you would open it up, and there'd be like a metal, or not a metal, but like a glass cylinder attached to the lid that would come out almost like a stopper. And I can see him. He'd poke it in there. If the wound was closed, he'd open it up. He'd say, it's just like the Tussin. Got to get it in there, boy.
Like the iodine.
Gotta get
in there. Cut, right?
Oh, it's horrible.
Just throw it we've on
come
there, move
so,
on.
We've come so far. Now you can get on your Zoom and do a thing.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't want to knock the medical system. It's just...
Well, it turned out it was a tremendous waste of your time.
Yes, it was. My wife got what she needed, but I'm a SOL.
What did she get that was so good?
She got...
Maybe I'm overstepping.
No, she got some high-powered decongestant that now she'll have to share with her husband, Fantana, because they said... It was... You know me? Like, I'm so used to my sister.
So you didn't get the same doctor?
No.
That's the same.
Yeah.
I would have thought you could have probably like said, hey, two for one. Can you both see us?
No, we were both, on both calls. We're sitting right where I am right now talking to two different doctors.
How did she, and then I'm just curious because
she gave more detail. I wanted to get it over with.
Yeah, I understand.
And then I got shut down.
But how did she find the doctors? Did she go online?
No, we go to the same doctor.
Okay, and they okay, very good. Yeah. But you got different people from the office.
Correct.
Okay, you need to do the details, man.
Yeah, I'm alive. We're doing the show.
Yeah.
And
well, show ain't showing over yet.
I don't pass out in the middle of this. Work it out.
You could. You have a you have an acting bug. You could have gotten something good.
What?
Yeah.
No, I don't want anything good.
You say, I don't know, doctor. I'm very congested.
Do you ever read the side effects on the medicines?
I'm a walking, talking side effect of the medicines.
Enough.
Yeah. No, I look at them occasionally. Why? What are you getting at?
My father always, like, he, when we were kids, he'd read them to us.
What a
prior to giving us the medicine.
He's a monster.
In that little piece of paper that looks like an origami piece of paper,
yeah,
like you can make something out of it.
It's all tucked in there.
Yeah,
it's super thin.
Yeah, yeah. Very like tissue paper. He would sit there and sit on the side of our bed because my brother and I shared a bed. So when we were sick, we were both sick.
Right.
Didn't we share a bed? We shared a bedroom. Excuse me.
That's fine.
We might have shared a bed for a little while when we were kids. Oh, interesting.
Probably butts to butts.
But yeah, pulse to pulse. So the.
And now you're cleaning his pool.
I remember we were sitting there, and yes. he would read. He's like, "Now pay attention. Si esto te pasa tu cuerpo, eso pasa tu nariz." You know, he would tell us.
He would say, "Son, are you bothered by bowel irregularity?"
Yeah. El diarrhea.
Yes, if you're sliding the first, and you feel something burst. Diarrhea. El diarrhea.
That would be the greatest thing to record your father say is the diarrhea song.
Yeah,
but as a poem.
Yeah, he'd probably kill me.
No, I don't know that he'd kill you. I mean, you tell him it's for a medical. How would you?
Very
upset. Hey, Pop, how would you like to be the Mike O'Mara Show medical consultant?
I called him on WhatsApp today. I got nothing.
Well, he doesn't answer WhatsApp. He just uses it for outgoing calls.
Outgoing calls.
Yeah, yeah. He likes the free stuff. He does. That's fine. Julia set up WhatsApp for Italy, but she hasn't called. I got some more texts from her. We're mostly texting.
Yeah, well, the fact that your daughter gets to travel the world while she's in college is remarkable. Most people don't get a chance to do that.
At 5:45 this morning, my phone, bing, and I look at it. It's a picture of her in a train. Today, she's going to Milan.
Ooh.
She's taking a train to Milan, and she went to a museum, and she took a picture of the coolest record player designed in, like, a modern art type thing.
Yeah.
And she's like, "Cool, Dad." And I'm like, that is so awesome that you're there. And also the technology of the fact that here's my daughter. She's in Italy. It's lunchtime over there.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, "Dad would like this." And she texts me a picture of it. It's pretty cool that we're that age.
To clarify, in the past, my brother went to France, same type of experience.
Yeah.
When we were younger.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't see pictures until they got back.
And maybe they came out and maybe they didn't. That was the thing, because it was filmed.
You get them developed, and then you're like, oh, that you were there 3 months ago. I finally get to see the pictures.
Yeah, the seasons have changed.
To clarify, it was hydrogen peroxide.
Oh, okay. Okay, not iodine. That makes more sense, because hydrogen peroxide is a little more benign. I think it's not poisonous.
Yeah. Well, it depends on the concentration.
And also how much you drink.
Yeah.
Mix.
It goes great with NyQuil, which, as we discussed, tastes just like Sambuca. I like that when I get my NyQuil Oscar, I have them put 3 coffee beans in it for luck. Yeah, I know all the drinking tricks. All right, I am conflicted, and I need to talk to you about something.
Let's do it.
And it's a costly decision, so I need your all help. So we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. This is Menti-san.
This is your summer to win absolutely nothing from TMOS.
No power Porsche. No trips to sketchy mid-level theme parks. No REO Speedwagon tickets.
You get nothing.
Nothing to fill out, nothing to enter.
I mean, Zed Bagel Zippy.
You got nothing.
You're already a winner by listening and watching The Mike O'Mara Show on YouTube, Facebook Live, or TikTok. And listening through Stitcher, Spotify, Alexa, or subscribing to the TMOS Bonus Show.
It's the official start of a no-bummer summer on TMOS. Keep listening to win, you
d-goss. I said good day.
You know what? It's nice when an old friend comes home. And that's the way I felt when I heard that Relief Band is back.
Ooh.
On the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you so much, guys. I love your product. Now, Oscar, I hate to say it, but I'm getting older. And whether it's taking a road trip, riding a roller coaster, or even the side effects from medications, oof. nausea is becoming more a regular part of everybody's life. If nausea is getting in the way of enjoying life's important moments, I've got good news for you. Relief Band. Relief Band is the number one FDA-cleared anti-nausea wristband that has been clinically proven to relieve and prevent nausea and vomiting associated with motion sickness, anxiety, migraines, hangovers, morning sickness, chemotherapy, and so much more. It's 100% drug-free, non-drowsy, and zero side effects. What it does, it stimulates a nerve in your wrist that travels to the part of the brain that controls nausea. This is all science, and it works. And now for you, when you hit the high seas, they have the Relief Band Sport, which is waterproof and has interchangeable bands and extended battery life. You can even attach it to your Apple or Android watch. They were kind enough to send one to Mike before he went to Disney. So if he gets it wet on Splash Mountain or whatever, he's okay. But he can ride the thrill rides. He can do the long car rides and not have to worry about car sickness because Relief Band does it. And you can bet when I go to a theme park this year, it's going to be strapped to my wrist because I love it too. So if you're finally taking that summer trip that's been on your calendar since 2020, I've got good news for you. Right now, you can join the over 100,000 Relief Band users with an exclusive offer just for Mike O'Mara Show listeners. If you go to reliefband.com and use promo code TMOS, you'll receive 20% off free shipping, plus free shipping, and a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee you can't miss. So remember, it's better to have a Relief Band and not need it than to need it and not have it. So get it. Head to reliefband.com and use our promo code TMOS for 20% off plus free shipping. We love you, Relief Band. Mm. Oh, yeah. All right. So I believe I said on the show when this became available that I'm not going to go see Paul McCartney. He's on a tour right now. He's got like four more shows.
Pre-COVID? I mean, pre-liver or post-liver?
This was pre-liver that I decided not pre-liver, to do it when, right? when tickets went on sale. And I looked because I saw his the post from his opening show, and I said, the playlist is a little lazy. It's very similar to the last tour. He's charging a lot of money. I mean, really,
what is a lot of money?
Okay. When the tickets went on sale, if I want to head up to Camden Yards, and that's where he's playing Sunday night, the ticket value, the face value before fees and all that stuff, upper tier, about $185 per ticket for the worst seats in Camden Yards.
And how old is Sir Paul now?
He is going to be 80 in 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
So it's been bothering me because I'm on, not only does Facebook get to know you, I'm on a couple like fan groups and I'm seeing lots of stuff about the tour, and it's really starting to get to me that this is in all likelihood the last time. This is the last time he'll hit North America and the last time I have a chance to see him. So
80's still young.
80 to do a 2.5 to 3 hour show. I don't know. I looked back in my records and I saw Paul. I've seen him 5 times. I saw him at RFK on July 4th, 1990. And this is a tale that I always remember about that is I remember not too long ago saying, look at Paul. He's still getting it done. That's amazing.
He doesn't look 80.
Well, he's at that concert. He was younger than I am now. So I guess be proud that I'm getting it done. I saw him at the MCI Center in 05, FedEx Field in 09, Verizon in 16, and Nats Park in 13. So I've seen him 5 times. I've missed one tour basically in my life. But it's really starting to get after me that this could be the last chance. And also, I'm looking on the StubHubs and the SeatGeeks, and the tickets are going down about $10 or $12 a day because it's getting close to showtime. First question, am I an ultimate pitiful loser if I go to a concert by myself?
Whoa. God. No.
Because the tickets are too expensive. I mean, it's not buying a pair.
I went to the World Series with a stranger.
This is true, but that's
a listener. He was great.
It's a sporting event. I think it's a little different than a concert. I don't know.
You've got nothing to live for except for your kids and the Beatles. So
do you think it is a little bit of post-liver mentality soaking in?
I mean, If you have to spend $200.
Well, yeah, that's another thing.
How much alcohol were you spent? How much money were you spending monthly on alcohol? Hypothetically.
Probably $120 a month. More than that, probably $150 maybe. I don't know.
It's one concert, right? You're doing that 12 months. Yeah. Treat yourself.
And then I'm thinking, if I'm going to spend the money, maybe I should try to get down on the field. So I'm watching the ticket prices fluctuate and go. So I am still undecided.
At Camden Yards?
Yeah, yeah. It's a weird layout. It's a very wide stadium. So a lot of the seats on the edge are almost worthless. Almost worthless. I would rather have high up in the middle than on the sides lower down.
Got it.
And also the sound is
how much
comes into play.
Get to it.
For the field?
Yeah.
Yesterday they were between $300 and $400 for a single ticket.
Okay. Well, look, you're clean, right?
Yes.
As far as we know.
Yeah, and you know, it's going to be a much cheaper concert because I won't be drinking at the concert.
You can drive to Baltimore.
Yes.
Be sober.
Mm-hmm.
Get back.
So to speak.
No pun intended. And still have some money for merch.
Yeah, yeah.
And your wife clearly is not invested in it. And you, I think that you, of all people.
Yeah.
And this is what's fascinating. If you really think about how much you save from stopping, like if you just stop drinking.
Yeah, it almost pays for all the doctors. Almost.
It certainly is. It would be a win on stopping drinking, and you have for some time.
Yeah, well.
Is there anybody you could go with, a friend?
I was thinking, I checked, Robert won't be able to go. I was going to think about surprising him. I would
but
love
that's
to go
for
with
you, yeah. Not him.
No, because we agree, and we've talked about it as father and son. One of our greatest nights together was when we went and saw him at Nationals Park. Mm. He still remembers it. It was glorious.
Did you rub some menti san on his shoulders?
I did not, as a matter of fact. It was a great foursome. It was me and Robert and Tony Perkins, who currently of Channel 9, and Tony's mom. Tony's
celebrity.
Actually Tony's late mother, who I got to spend an evening with. And because Tony was sort of connected, they were amazing seats. I believe they were 13th row.
Did you pay?
I paid face value, as he did. But, getting to the tickets, that's the trick.
Why don't you call Tony?
I don't want to call in a favor. You know, it's like,
all you do is take.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
Oh, no. You do have like a, and I love you, but you have this like, oh, woe is me. I don't know if I should go. Next thing you know, he's got a backstage pass.
I really, really doubt I'll be backstage. And I'm not 100% convinced to go yet. And then I've been thinking, maybe the play is to just drive there and see what the scalpers are offering outside the stadium.
You'll buy a fake ticket.
But I was going to say,
that's too dangerous.
You scream fake ticket.
And the other thing would be is that I'd get caught and I'd end up the night in like the Dundalk prison.
That's happened to me, by the way.
Has it?
Yes.
I've never
fake tickets.
I've like never a big done dummy. It. I've never done what?
I've
tell me about
fake,
the worst situation that you got.
It was 1996. Festival.
Year I was married.
Before I worked there.
Yes.
We show up. Everyone's like, don't worry about Ticketmaster. This is sold out. Just roll up and you'll buy a ticket from someone.
Right.
So, of course, it's RFK Stadium.
Yes.
All your friends are there. You've pre-gamed, taken the Metro up, and you get up to the front. They're like, all right, $30. And I'm like, all right, fine. That's a premium from what they, I think they sold it then for $25 or whatever.
Right, right,
it was.
Right. A little bit extra.
And I take it. I walk up to the gate. The guy looks at it, scans it. You would scan still back then?
Yes, exactly.
And it was like, murmur.
That noise?
Yeah, scan it again. Murmur. And then he looked at me, where'd you get this ticket? I said, when I walked off the Metro, a gentleman sold it to me.
A good gentleman.
With a top hat. And he
looked like the Monopoly guy.
Yeah, monocle and everything. And he seemed reputable. And
right.
I bought a ticket. What's wrong? And he said, this is fake.
Was it a decent looking fake?
It was faded. I was a big dummy. It was a faded ticket.
A faded ticket. It was HF Festival when the leading band was The Band. It was from 1970.
The great band, by the way. The tickets.
Faded.
They should be like at least back then, like a deep blue. And it was definitely a light blue.
Yeah, deep blue with really striking black printing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've got Ticketmaster
tickets.
Dot
Matrix is what I had.
Yeah. A little flimsy.
Yeah. And yeah. I had to go to the box office and ask if they had any and paid, you know, even more.
Yeah.
With the fees.
Yeah. Oh, the fees. Okay.
And at that point, like, I was with my girlfriend and we had broken up and it was the whole thing. So
you went to a concert by yourself, but you had friends there.
This is how great my friends are.
Yes.
They all had tickets. They just left me.
Oh, that is not okay.
Yeah. But I'm also, I don't want to make,
I'll be right
make
there.
A fuss for anybody. Yeah. I gotcha. We'll work this out.
But you were
2 hours later.
Did you find them? Because that was festival seating. It's not like you weren't going to be seated with them.
You can find people 2 hours later, sweaty.
I went to an HF festival that my uncle Pete, my dad's brother, was the proctor of the box for his company when having a box at FedEx Field was still a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great because if you could get to that level, he'd let you in. And we all had press passes because of our association with the Redskins. We had no place to go. And at one point, I think it was towards the end of the day and Stone Temple Pilots was playing. I looked around.
I was at that HF festival, yes.
I looked around. There was like 30 people in the box and at least 20 of them were WJFK employees from word of mouth that have just come up and they were drinking the beer for Advanced Technology Securities had paid for, and they were all just in there. And there is a legendary picture of me making out with Miss Bobby at that HF festival. Carrie is also in the picture laughing. But this is a long time ago. So I don't need to be concerned about showing up to a concert by myself, especially if I'm that into the music. I know I'm going to have a good time.
Just ask a friend. Like, literally text Tony. You know, I'll text Tony right now.
No, don't do that.
It's Perkins, right?
Well,
let me see this.
Well, who else would it be?
I'll text Gary for you.
Yeah, text Gary for me. That'd be great.
Do there I press go. Enter?
Oh, I'm doing it on speaker.
Stop
here.
It. Hopefully.
Channel 9's Tony Perkins.
Well, he might be
and
on with Donnie
the Donnie
right
Simpson
now.
Show.
Yeah, he might be on.
Oh,
well, they might be on break. Well, no, I mean they play music.
This is the same reason we used to be mad at our family for calling in the middle of our set, like, or our broadcast.
Why didn't you pick up? Well, Carrie used to call. She'd try to be the
stop me.
She'd try to be the 10th caller.
All right, I'm gonna add you to a thread, a text thread with you
and Tony,
and Pony Boy.
Okay, excellent. So right. I'm not looking for. I would like to see Tony. He's always fun to go to a concert with, but I imagine his tickets are quite. I imagine they're with the elite. I imagine they are down very close to the stage.
What's the date?
The date is this Sunday, which would be what, Pony? The 12th?
Oh, my God. That is here.
Yeah, it's here.
Oh, you're late in the game for this.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would usually buy tickets for an event like that would be the 12th. I would normally buy tickets for this event when they go on sale. I'm not grasping.
Spivak is grasping. Oh, I'm grasping. Hi to the junkies.
Yeah.
For tickets to see Paul.
Hook him up.
He's willing to pay face value.
Sure.
Well, in Bitcoin.
No, and then put in all seriousness, hope to see you there.
No, I'll let you do that.
Okay. In he's crypto. Gonna see this, he's gonna say
that's funnier.
Everything he touches turns to cancer.
Oh no. his liver is okay and he's mobile.
Yeah, and also put in I've lost some weight, so if you end up sitting next to me, it's not a disaster.
His
like
liver's
used to
okay,
be.
And we can take a midsize.
That's good. I'll show up in my Accord. he'll probably see that. Yeah, he'll probably see that. That's good. All right,
great. Well, I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, and I will also, you know what? I'm not going to make a decision until Saturday because if I'm going to buy a ticket on the secondhand market or the whatever it is, the resale value, it's going to be its lowest on, well, it'll be its lowest on Sunday, but I want a day to sort of digest it.
Yeah, figure it out.
Yeah, I've got a little kid's birthday party that I've been invited to on Sunday morning, and then I'll be home and I can put on my Abbey Road t-shirt and then go on up to Baltimore, hon, and see Paul. Did you get a reply already?
No, you tried to call me back, and I had to say no. I'm the worst.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay, the text went through.
Okay,
Pony, you're not on it. I didn't want to make him feel uncomfortable.
That's fine.
What do you have? Let's see what you have on your text thread right now.
Okay, I'll read it.
Read it to the world.
Oh, Pony, you want to read?
Misspelled something.
Okay. No, I'm not on it.
You got it. He's
okay.
Not on it.
Oh, okay. Rob Spiewak is grasping for tickets to see Paul. His liver is okay, and he is skinny now. He is willing to pay face value in crypto. That's good.
Nice.
Although, just as a small grammarian, you could be talking about Paul's liver. The way it's written.
Fair.
Okay, so I'm going to add to that. Let me do voice to text here. To be clear, he's talking about my liver and my weight, although I'm sure Paul is doing fine as well, period. Hope to see you there, !! It's going to be fab, period.
Not the worst.
No, but he'll get it, though, you see. He's going to like it, you see.
I bet you're going to get the best tickets now. You're welcome.
Well, I appreciate it, but what? I don't want to be a burden. Of course, you know that. Well, of course, Donnie is probably having Paul open for him.
Yes, yes. So, and they are on there. He wrote on air. I'm the worst.
You should reply to that. Me too. Hey, we're like brothers. We're like brothers.
We're like twins.
All right, Oscar, now that you are all hyped up on cough medicine, we're going to see how you spell. I've got an interesting story that I want to talk to. Pony, you can play along with this game, too.
I don't want
to. You have to.
Oh.
How do you spell I'm sick tomorrow? No, I'm kidding, of course. We're back after this.
Let's get to know our friends at KCJJ. Tom Suter. He loves to play guitar. He was a member of the popular rock and roll group, the B-52s. Tom stands an impressive 7'2" in his bare feet. Tom loves to tinker in his workshop and is responsible for inventing the bottle cap, cocktail sauce, and the scotch tape dispenser. Tom is happily married now, but escorted Jill Clayburgh to the 1978 Oscars and got to third base. Tom studied baking for 9 years and made the wedding cakes for many of Larry King's marriages. And Tom owns a magic stapler. But mostly, Tom is the general manager of radio station KCJJ, airing the Mike O'Mara Show since 2009. Thank you, Tom, and thank you, KCJJ.
1630 KCJJ.
Some radio studio in downtown D.C. Donnie turns to Tony. Hey, man, who's texting you during the show?
Don't they know you're on air?
Tell him you're on the air, man.
Well, it's just Oscar.
that loser.
You should know better.
I hear he's sick. With so much in the news about the housing and mortgage industry lately, how can you ever keep up with the changes and how do you know who to trust? You don't. Yes, you do. Because my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial are the only mortgage experts I recommend when it comes to a home purchase or a refinance. Rates change daily. New loan products come out, lending guidelines are updated, and you don't want to be left in the dark. What is the matter with
me? The bark.
Yeah, and you don't want to be left in the bark either. Woof. Cornerstone First Financial has set themselves up for success by offering the lowest rates, ease of loan process, and of course, their wonderful white glove concierge service to help you with any mortgage situation. Their years of experience in customer service and rate guarantees make one wonder why anyone would ever go anywhere else. I have used them twice. Oscar has used them. Mike has used them. If Pony ever wanted to get out of his house, he would use them too.
My grandparents used them actually years ago.
Oh, they're fantastic. Your grandparents are fantastic too.
This is true.
All right. Whether a purchase or refinance, call Cornerstone First Financial today, the number one choice of the Bloom grandparents and all TMOS listeners.
Yeah. Known trolls.
202. They bred the trolls. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Thank you, Cornerstone First Financial. All right. Before we get to the spelling thing, I'm concerned, and I don't know that I'm going to watch it, that they've turned the hearings for the insurrection, the January 6th hearings, it looks like a variety show. They're putting it on in prime time. They've hired a producer from ABC to do it. What's your read on it?
My read is that it's an important subject matter we have to cover.
Yes, it is.
And I would love, and there actually was wall-to-wall coverage when Matthew McConaughey was at the White House,
yes,
discussing Uvalde, and the shootings, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
but correct me, when McConaughey was there, they didn't block off hours of primetime on the Big Three to cover it.
I was on every channel. Every channel.
In prime time?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Well,
I'd
no, no. Whatever time it went on.
I see.
It's unlikely these days when you get wall-to-wall coverage.
Yeah, that's true.
Off
this
the
is
same
true.
Thing.
This
right?
is
and,
true.
And I only know that is because one of the trades broke down when that happened.
Oh,
and that hasn't
right.
happened in some time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we barely get a presidential address these days.
Yeah.
On the major network.
Was it Balloon Boy was the last one?
No, it wasn't Balloon Boy. It was that little girl that fell down the well.
Baby Jessica.
Yes.
I like Balloon Boy better than Baby Jessica. Balloon Boy was great. His father was nuts.
Yeah, I don't. It needs to be addressed.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like half the time, I feel like your I don't judge your politics. I think we're aligned in some places, but we stratify in others.
Yeah.
Though there is a space, I think, where we both agree on sensible gun control.
Oh, of course.
Right?
Yes.
And
I've not seen any propositions regarding guns that I would strike down immediately. I'm in favor of all sensible control of guns.
Correct.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't mind the coverage. I don't mind, like, I think if people took a beat and actually watched the coverage instead of, and I look, I'm to blame as well. I'm watching Stranger Things at night, right?
And, but the thing that troubled me the most is, and I source several news programs in the morning when I'm prepping and stuff. Carrie's an NBC lady. I like Channel 5, which is not Fox News.
You're a Fox guy.
It's not Fox News. It's Channel 5. But they both had the same quote that one of the people that is going to making a presentation about the insurrection said, we've got some new facts that are going to blow your mind.
Yeah.
And it's like they're treating this now like a reality show. It's just, it's somehow, and I understand that putting it live in prime time and doing it, what we like to call in the biz, a value-added teaser, is good. Going to be good to make people watch, but it's I don't know, what's the word? It's not dignified.
What, do you want it to not be covered?
No, I want it to be covered, but...
How do you want it to be covered? In a way that, like, in a manner, like, that no one's going to watch it?
Maybe like in a C-SPAN way, where you just...
Where nobody watches it.
What's that, Pony?
I agree. It's what they're doing is they're turning it into a pageant. You know, they're making it like the Jerry Lewis telethon. Like
I'd watch.
Well, of course you would. You need to make it a more respectable setting. Don't make it such a
less circus.
Pageantry. And also, don't put the information out in like drips and drabs to keep people coming back, because it waters it all down.
And also, I feel that anytime something is slickly produced, whether or not, you know, for example, we had a good discussion a couple years ago when the Democratic and the Republican conventions were slickly produced, and they had a different look, but they both
like a television show.
Exactly. But they definitely, when you watch the Republican convention and you watch the Democratic convention, you know, without question, they have an agenda to pursue, right? And ostensibly, this investigation is nonpartisan. But if you have an ABC News producer putting something together regarding what they found, almost by accident, it's going to have a viewpoint.
Absolutely.
I get that, but I guess what's the problem with a viewpoint?
Because... you shouldn't. This is a.
It's okay to go and stomp on the Capitol.
It's not okay. It's not okay at all. And I'm not. I don't think.
Are they spinning it that way?
I don't think that's the way they're going to spin it. However, this is a tremendous divisive moment in American history.
Yeah.
One that I think will be gaining more importance as we look back on it. And also, they're going to be talking about whether or not the president at the time sort of raised a ruckus to make it happen. This is all stuff that's going to have a lot of shades of gray.
I'll try to be as respectful as possible.
Okay, please.
Considering a medicated Pete right now.
That's not a very good nickname.
No, it's correct. Terrible.
No, how about
I think a stern
medicated
character.
Mark?
No, but I think there was a stern character at one point.
All right.
I'm almost positive. I'm positive. So the fact that you're concerned about the styling of and that's of concern to some people, and we're not talking about sensible gun control, like, drives me up the wall. because we should be talking about that.
I understand. I'm with you.
And that's important. People are dying every day.
But
and you know me, I'm not saying put them all away. I'm
right.
saying just
responsible.
In a respectful way.
But they've got this commission that has been working on this since it started.
Yeah, I'm not poo-pooing or disrespecting your point of view. I'm saying that
thank you for not poo-pooing me.
Yes. Again, another junkies reference. It's like 2000 again. High cakes. Lurch. John Paul Flame. EB. Look, the...
Thank you for getting them all in there.
Yeah, I was just I'm sitting here and I was like, oh, there's Robitussin. I'm barely going to make this. We should care less about the slick styling and care more about the policy and the kids that are dying.
Yeah, I think that's what Rob is getting at.
Well, I agree with everything you said, but it still comes to if we are to just narrow cast and focus on the big primetime special tonight, I'm troubled that it's not being handled in a more cut and dry way.
There is something strange that happens, though, in DC, and maybe you can help me.
Sure.
Once in a while, like every third week.
Okay.
All of my cable boxes.
Yes.
They when I turned on the TV, if I was on MSNBC or CNBC or ESPN,
yeah,
they all turn on to Fox News.
You're kidding. That can't be true.
And I thought I was the crazy one. This is before I even, was educated at a high level. And I feel fortunate to do so as far as politics is concerned. I'm
okay,
still learning
Santana, you're making this up.
I'm learning this every
Oscar.
Day.
Oscar. But I know what you're doing.
Bill.
I know what you're doing. You're lying.
Wouldn't it be possible
you're lying.
To default with an update and someone within the Comcast world in D.C. just say, this is what it turns to?
Yeah, I'm sure it could absolutely
it's all
be
digital.
Done. Yeah, it
Paul
could
me,
absolutely
what do you
be
think?
Done.
What number is that channel? And is it the first of like the HD channels? Would be
it is
my,
not.
Okay, so.
It's 360 on DirecTV.
Let me look.
I think. I would like if my TV defaulted to Turner Classic Movies. Can you make that happen, Pony?
Yes.
Thank you.
And I've gone into the settings. It's a...
You have to unhighlight the picture of Bill O'Reilly.
I have to unhighlight it to default. And this happens whenever there's an update. It's happened for the last 2 years.
I have never seen. Now, here's the thing. Mike has got a love-hate relationship with DirecTV. I've been with DirecTV since 1996. And throughout all their updates, they have never added or taken away channels that pre-exist. So this is not anything I've seen. But I'm sure they could, because if they add a new channel like Great Family Media or whatever, it always pops up, so you know that it's there.
I understand that. I'm saying that when there's an update and I turn on the news, I'm on either TV. I don't even turn on the news. I'm sorry. I just turn on the TV, the cable box.
Yeah.
Fox News is on. And I kid you not, last year, Shannon was like, I was like, do you watch Fox News? And I was like, I'll watch the compare. But she goes, I don't change it. I thought it was you. She thought it was me watching it.
Do you think while you guys are gone, Santos is a conservative?
Yes.
And he's watching
conservative.
The television?
Yep.
Yeah, he is. He is absolutely.
He is a blue blood.
Yeah. I know what you're doing, dog. I know what you're doing. You're lying. Woof. 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 Bill O'Reilly.
Just be on notice. That is happening.
Okay. You know what? This is if your politics start changing, I'm going to watch.
No, it's not about that. It's the
they're going to get you.
We used to go to car dealerships and change every preset to the radio station preset.
Yeah.
On every car.
Do you know that one time at a broadcast convention, they had we were all in a hotel, and they brought Don and Mike down to a pretty high-powered meeting, like a reception, pre-dinner cocktail thing, and it was in a hotel conference room, and they opened up the TV and ordered porn on the Spectravision.
Yeah. Well, that's a problem.
Yeah, that's a... Well, at least Fox News is free.
Yeah, and there is... At the home base, there's some manipulation.
Manipulation. We know what you're doing. You're lying. I wish Mike was here because it's such a great voice and I can't do it. All right, Spelling Bee when we return.
If you have to hear only one bonus show this year, then the latest episode is just for you. It's the 2022 Summer Spectacular.
Summertime is here, ladies and gentlemen.
We're going to have some fun on the show today.
Hey, do you have food stuck in your teeth?
Hey, everybody. Yeah. I'm a DJ.
That's right. I'm older, but my liver's in better health.
Summertime, fun time, anytime is radio time.
For all the L.A. people.
What are you doing here?
The TMOS bonus show is back with plenty of aloe and lanolin, recommended by dermatologists to keep your skin looking radiant during the snow bummer summer. Get a subscription for your road trip today at MikeOmaraShow.com.
I like seeing a summertime spectacular, Rob Spiewak.
Wonder if Paul will do this song, Flaming
Pie.
Yeah. I'd like it if he did. Text me, Tony.
Nothing back from Tony yet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what? This is Stamps.com. They have been with us forever, and I love this client. When you're running a small business, every second counts. So why are you still taking the time out, Oscar, taking the time out of your day to go to the post office when you could be using Stamps.com instead? Stamps.com makes mailing and shipping quick, easy, and cost-effective. And for more than 20 years, Stamps.com has been a must for over 1 million businesses, this one included. Stamps.com gives you access to all the shipping services you need, plus exclusive discounts like up to 30% off USPS rates and 86% off UPS. All you need is a computer and a standard printer, and you're up and running in minutes. Printing official postage for any letter, any package, anywhere you want to send it. Plus, Stamps.com works seamlessly with Shopify, Amazon, Etsy, eBay, and more. Pony, you use it on your Etsy shop, don't you?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah, I bought so many great things from Pony's Etsy shop. It's beautiful. My house looks different now. Whatever you're doing, Stamps.com is your mailing and shipping solution. So stop wasting time and start saving money. When you use Stamps.com to mail and ship, sign up with promo code TMOS for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale, and no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and enter the code TMOS. Thank you, Stamps.com. All right. Did you catch, it was last week, I think it might have been Friday, the Scripps Spelling Bee?
No. Full coverage, though.
Disclosure, you mean?
Full
coverage, yeah.
Yeah, I just saw it on my news feed.
And they've modernized
it. I never really got into it. I know that little kid passed out that one time, but
that was
I'm a
good.
Terrible speller.
But what they did is a new variation. I'll probably get this wrong, but in essence what it was is at the final round they had to spell as many words right as they could in 90 seconds. So it's like,
oh my God.
Almost like extreme spelling bee.
Wait, is that like a tiebreaker?
I don't know. That was how the contest ended. It might have been a tiebreaker.
Ooh,
yeah.
This might be a format change in order to make
the spelling bee a little more happening?
A little more exciting.
Yeah.
It's like shortening the time that the pitcher has to actually throw the pitch.
The main problem I've always had with the spelling bee is that when you get it wrong, they play a sound that sounds like a game show would play when you get something right. Because if you get the word right, there's no sound. But if you get it wrong, it's bing. And that's like, for example, another time that bothers me is if you're using a credit card and you put it into a little slide thing at a drugstore or a grocery store. And it accepts it. It goes, eh, eh. That's a noise for when you do something wrong, not when you do something right.
Correct.
But I guess I was raised on game shows.
I like that they're changing it.
All right.
They should apply that to...
Modernize
it. It's academic.
Do you know what? Poor It's Academic doing it on Zoom. That was the saddest
thing. Yeah, I remember.
Thing.
This is terrible.
Yeah.
Had to learn.
I miss my Mac McGarry. Anyway, according to Google Trends, what they did is for the spelling bee... They went through state by state and did how do you spell, and then for each state, it gave you the most common word that they Googled to spell.
Great.
Now, I think the best one is West Virginia. The most commonly Googled word to spell is how do you spell West Virginia?
That's a common, I think that for years now that has been, right? Because Virginia, for some reason, trips people up.
I suppose, but
not
that's,
West.
That's,
I don't think West.
Well, the West is, they got that part right.
There could you technically be right if you wrote W period Virginia?
Well, I think people would know what you meant, but Virginia is the harder of the words to spell.
I think so.
All right, Pony, so I'm going to need you for this.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so the number one searched word in Utah is boutonniere, like a corsage that a gentleman would wear. So Oscar, can you please spell boutonniere?
Well, I can't cheat. I'm sorry. I thought I was at make it get pony, to be honest. Boutonniere.
Yes.
B-O-U-T-I-N. Boutonniere. N-T-I-N-E-U-R-E.
I'm sorry. That is incorrect. B-O-U-T-O-N-N-I-E-R-E.
I'm not from this land.
Mike, I'm sorry. Oscar, I didn't mean to call you Mike. One down.
What a dummy.
Pony.
No. Yes.
Mississippi. I don't want you to spell Mississippi. The most commonly misspelled word or under the Googled word in Mississippi is independent. Spell for me independent.
I-N-D-I-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. Oh, I am not good at gross. Spelling at all.
That was just...
horrible.
I'm terrible. I mean, I have I to mean, like,
I'm
see the
I'm
word.
I'm embarrassed for you.
I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. Oscar, in Washington, D.C., you live there.
I live here.
The most commonly Googled word to spell is bearable. Spell bearable.
B-E-A-R-E-B-L-E.
A-B-L-E.
Damn
bear
it.
Able. All right. Pony.
I know how to spell also.
Yes.
In New Mexico, it's Bologna. Or I believe some people say baloney, but the phonetic spelling would be Bologna. Spell for me, Bologna.
I believe it's B-O-L... O-G-N-A.
Hey, we have
oh
a win.
Oh, my
very
God.
Very good. Very good. Very good.
Pony, when I tell you I had zero confidence, 0.0 confidence that you were going to pull that off.
He nailed it.
You killed it. How do you know it? Are you a big Bologna fan?
That's all he eats.
No, that's how my dad used to pronounce it, and I always thought it was weird that people would say Bologna instead of Bologna, and then when I looked at the word, it just, that's kind of how it's spelled.
It's seared into your mind.
Yeah. Oscar, this is a good one for you today. And this is the number one Googled word in Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Pneumonia.
Oh. P-H. That was painful.
Pony, do you want to steal?
P-N-U, let's see. N-O, all right, I'm done.
No. P-N-E-U.
P-N-E-U, that's right.
Monia, M-O-N-I-A. Pneu means inflated. As a matter of fact,
yeah.
Pneu is the French word for tire.
I had pneumonia when I was a kid.
I get it all the time. It's great. all right, Oscar, you're up. Experience. That's the word for New Hampshire.
Oh, experience. E-X-P-I-E-R-E-N-C-E.
I'm sorry. E-X-P-E-R-I-E-N-C-E.
This is going to haunt me for months.
All right. Pony?
Yes.
You're got a big, strong, commanding lead, but we're in a round now where all
remember,
point values are doubled.
I started in ESOL.
That's right. In Nevada, the word they Google is seizure. Seizure.
I believe it is S-E-A-Z-U-R-E. Or S-I-E-Z-U-R-E.
Who am I working with? This is the guy that
I
writes
have
the
to
show
see
description.
It
bunch of dummies.
F off.
No. Hey, don't get upset. We're both
the,
being
the
vulnerable
letters.
Here.
S-E-I-Z-U-R-E. I'm sorry. Okay, let's do one more. This one, 1 million points.
This is hurtful. Thank
final
you.
Round. Final round. Oscar?
Yes.
In Wyoming, the word is autumn.
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 Ooh. A U T U M N. Autumn.
No, wait. I'm sorry. That was an inappropriate buzzer. You got that right. Autumn is correct. So, Pony, to win or tie, you have to do the Florida word. The most Googled word in Florida is at. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, that was
the most Googled word in Florida is separate.
S E P E R A T E. Or, yeah.
Oscar, congratulations. You're God the spelling
it.
King. Oscar Woo! Is the spelling
Am
king.
Am I really a winner?
Yeah, I think you are.
Because
there was a lot of losing leading up to that win.
Embarrassing moments.
Well, I like that you thought.
Are you a great speller?
I'm not bad. I'm not bad.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, we should do you and Mike next time so you'll feel great about yourself going into the weekend.
I'm happy just to be nominated.
Well, you grew up before the era of spell checking.
Yeah, I got Grammarly.
Yeah. Mm. I grew up before there were books. We just mostly wrote on the walls, and when it was dinner, my mom would go, I'd say, good. Be there in a minute. Pneumonia. P-H, no. All right. We're back after this. Oh, we got to take a trip to Sound Town.
Welcome to Subway. May I take your order?
I suppose so. You look poor, but I want something large to feed many of my friends. I have lots of powerful friends.
How about a 6-foot party sub?
6-foot is so last year. I want a 7-foot sub. All imported meats and cheeses with caviar and 20-carat gold flake.
I'm not sure we can do that.
I find it funny that you would employ that pedophile Jared as a spokesman, but you can't honor my simple request. Why do you dress that way?
It's my uniform.
It's ugly. I hate it.
We can make your sub, but we'll need the money up front.
No problem. Here we go. Here's my Hooters Breast Advantage MasterCard.
We don't take that.
Citibank Foreign National Mileage Card.
That either.
Diners Club Vintage Yummy Card.
That's a no.
Texaco Visa Card.
No.
First National Bank Con Woman Discover Card.
No.
My Kohl's Secret Shopper.
No.
My Target America's Most Wanted Card.
No.
My Kmart Frequent Shopper Card.
No.
My BP International Oil Spill VIP Card.
Declined.
What if I put a $100 bill in the tip jar?
Do you have a $100 bill?
No. I want that sandwich. By the way, would you like to buy an app?
Anna Delvey, the only person who can't shop at the TMOS Shopping Center. But you can. Target and Walmart. Stock up now for your trip to Morocco at MikeOmeraShow.com. And the nominees for Best Supporting Actor in a Promo, Dan O'Brien.
Dan O'Brien. I know we have a spot here, but you do have an update from Tony Perkins.
Oh, I do?
Yes.
I will read the spot, then we will do the update.
Perfect.
Oh, you know what that is? That's a blatant tease right there.
Tease.
Yes. When we're on our weight loss journey, we're faced with difficult decisions every day. Noom Weight gives you the support and knowledge you need to make positive choices, even when it's difficult. By learning the psychology behind your habits and better understanding your relationship with food, you'll gain the wisdom you need to continue making long-term positive choices. Everyone is unique. That's why Noom Weight adapts to your lifestyle. Its flexible approach focuses on progress, not perfection, and lets you work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you.
For you.
He personally chose you. Personally, I love the fact that Noom gives you the knowledge you need to make informed choices that fit your lifestyle and also helps you reach your goals. An off day is okay because, folks, no one's perfect. Noom will course correct you and get you right back on the way. You're the boss. 5, 10, 15 minutes a day. How much time you want to spend on the app is up to you. Oscar loves Noom,
mm-hmm.
And Carla, if you saw her on some of the videos that Mike put up from Disney, she's never looked better. Start building better habits for healthier, long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/TMOS. That's Noom, Noom.com/TMOS. All right, shall I read this or would you like to read it?
No, I would like you to read it.
All right, let's see what Tony says.
Because it's to you.
Oh, it is to me. Okay, very good. Okay, my friends, this is from Tony Perkins, a local former
Good Morning America
host, yep. And a wonderful
national
man.
Celebrity.
My friends, I fear I'm behind in the news. Rob, do you have a new liver? And if so, is Mike getting one too?
Funny.
That is funny. Seriously, hope you all are well. Rhonda actually talked me to going in to see Paul. I spent a lot, so I only bought one ticket. So are you going, Rob, or are you still looking for a ticket? If I hear anything, I'll let you know. And if I do end up coming up, top 10 hit, 1980, I'll let a brother know. Peace and love. That's sweet. That
so
is
he
so
has
cool.
a ticket.
For him.
For himself.
Yes. Mm.
You just have to ask him what section.
Yeah, and I'll find
and
it.
And then match that.
Sit on his lap. I'll tell you what is so great about that is that he was in the, he is, if possible, a bigger Beatles fan than me.
Yeah, they had Ringo on another show.
And that is so cool that he had to be talked in, too. I know I'm not alone in thinking that, you know, one more time, but I'm glad he's going. I am very glad he's going. And that's definitely a point in the let's go see Paul
thing. You got some carpool, mid-sized sedan.
Oh, no. I install the third row in the Forester. Let him hop in.
Tell him I'll drive DD.
DD, baby. Because, you know, no one likes to drink like Tony Perkins. He's a thirsty guy.
Sound Town. We call this Stereophonic Sound.
Sound Town.
All right. We talked a little bit mild politics earlier in the show, but this is more news than it is politics.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a big deal when the president of the United States, either former or past, appears in a forum that's not their own. And last night, Joe Biden was on Kimmel Live. And it was...
His setting.
It's right. Not his setting. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a different setting for him. And it's always cool because, well, you have a past with Kimmel. You've talked and worked with him.
Been there.
But he is a great, he is a tremendous talent. And I always like when the president puts themselves out like that. Seems like we missed that for 4 years. Like it didn't happen. But anyway, here's Joe Biden, a highlight last night from Jimmy Kimmel.
Can't you issue an executive order? Trump passed those out like Halloween candy.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that something that could happen?
Well, I have issued executive orders within the power of the presidency to be able to deal with these, everything having to do with guns, gun ownership, whether or not you have to have a waiting, all the things that are within my power. But what I don't want to do, and I'm not being facetious, I don't want to emulate Trump's abuse of the Constitution and the constitutional authority. And I mean that sincerely, because I often get asked, look, the Republicans don't play it square. Why do you play it square?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? If we do the same thing they do, our democracy will literally be in jeopardy.
Yeah. Well,
I mean,
yeah.
I'm not a joke.
Yeah. So there you go. That's our president. And, I like him. I root for him. I just want things to get better. So anyway, that's what happened on Kimmel last night. Did you ever see, I believe it was a Brendan Fraser vehicle. That's a hard left turn without hitting the clutch. Have you ever seen George of the Jungle?
Yes, multiple times.
Okay, there's a chimpanzee.
Bedazzled.
There's a chimpanzee in George of the Jungle whose real name is Tonka. And Tonka's owner was cited and they said, we need to put Tonka in a preserve. Tonka's getting older. And then the owner said, well, Tonka's dead. Leave me alone. And here's the deal. Tonka's not dead. He was hiding the chimp in the basement.
Ah, got it.
So here's PETA talking about Tonka being hidden in the basement.
Last year, the federal court in Missouri ordered that Tonka and six other chimpanzees who were being held in Festus be transferred to an accredited sanctuary. We never gave up on finding Tonka, and we never bought the lies about his death.
Oh, he come down with something unexpected, Wally.
They have a ride at Universal Studios still.
But not with
George of the Jungle.
Tonka's
not there.
I was going to say, that really, really needs to be updated if that's what they're doing. All right. This, I don't know if it's even worth trying. Do you like balsamic vinegar? Have you ever had it?
Yeah, I've had it. I actually like it. My mom makes
it's
great.
It's great. It's a really great flavor. But
she puts it on my chest.
It looks like a salad walked in. This is a trend on TikTok that was cresting yesterday, that if you put balsamic vinegar in sparkling water, it tastes like Coke, they say.
Ooh.
And they say, hey, here's how you make a healthy Coke.
My Pilates instructor makes this drink, and it's a healthy alternative to a Coke. Like a splash of balsamic vinegar, and then take any sparkling beverage. I'm picking LaCroix, and it could be any flavor. Mix it together. It tastes like a Coke, and it's healthy. Come on. That's disgusting. I don't know whose Pilates instructor told them to do this, but fire them. This is terrible.
It might taste like a Coke if you have long COVID and you have no sense of taste.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, Pony, you might be the same way. When I'm cooking a dish or envisioning a dish that I'm going to cook, I try to sort of mentally map out the flavors that are going to happen in it. And I kept thinking balsamic vinegar, which is not a bad flavor, but watered down and bubbly, it's still not going to taste
much
like Coke.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I, you know what? Hard pass on that. I can't even do it. Now, if I say to you the name Carolyn McCaskey, does that mean anything to you?
No, I have no idea.
She is America's premier saw player.
Oh.
And have you ever seen someone play the saw?
No. What's a saw?
Like, like for cutting wood.
Oh, like Timbertina?
A little bit, but this is more of a standard handsaw.
Got it.
And they normally hold the end of the saw between their knees. And they dull it first, because otherwise many people would be killed. But they dull it, and they put it between their knees, and they bend it and play it with a violin bow.
Oh, cool.
And she actually did the anthem at an A's and Red Sox game. This is what it sounded like at the stadium.
So eerie.
It's scary, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the, it was Stranger Things night. No, not really. But that's, that's sort of a bygone instrument, like the jug
I didn't know it was an instrument.
Yeah. The washboard.
The washboard, the wash tub bass, all of these things.
I've seen the washboard before, but not the saw.
Yeah, the saw. So anyway, there you go. But it's still, being America's best saw player, might not be quite the honor that it once was, because I'm not sure the competition is there.
Everyone has their niche.
Yeah. What you got to do, Oscar, find something you love doing and you'll never work a day in your life. All right. We talked about monkeys already. Don't sleep on the monkeypox. Mm. Don't sleep on it. Let's close with this. Here is Seth Meyers. Seth Meyers.
The CDC this week raised its monkeypox alert to level 2, though if you want people to take it seriously, don't change the alert level. Change the name. Monkeypox just sounds too cute. Monkeypox? Ah, you guys, should we get it?
God, how many times have you seen a young lady that says that everything's amazing and say, oh, monkeypox, should we get it?
Sound.
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 Town.
We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound town.
Should we get it?
We did it.
We did it, Oscar.
We did it. Thank
congratulations
you
for playing
for
through
doing
pain.
Doing the heavy lifting.
Oh, you did a great
there
job today.
There will be a bonus show tomorrow.
Yes, there will, yes. And I hope you feel better tomorrow. Get
Thank
some
you,
sleep.
Thank
what you.
You
need is balsamic vinegar.
On my chest.
Yes.
All right.
And NyQuil with 3 coffee beans in it. That's it, folks. Thanks for joining us for another perfect episode of TMOS. Don't forget, you can always reach us. Message me, Rob, with 2 Bs, at MikeOmeraShow.com. If you want to be a talking head that returns next week, make sure you enclose a phone number, ROBB at MikeOmeraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS, 1900 M Street Northwest, Suite 400, Washington, D.C., 20036. Please send us things, and don't forget to spend some time at MikeOmeraShow.com. Pony designed the website. It's like his baby.
Bebe.
Yeah, go and treat Pony's bebe well. Click, double-click, do all the things that the Bebe likes. Thank you for listening and join us again tomorrow for the bonus show. If you haven't subscribed, there's time.
Mm-hmm.
There's time. You know what? The bonus show graphic is another one of Tony Pony's Bebe's. Enjoy it. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. For Mike O'Mara and Oscar Santana, this is Rob Spiewak saying so long, Bebe.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Get it at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.